Moncrief on News Talk.
Just like humans, dogs and cats can respond to some words, but also like humans, they have to learn the language that they are spoken in. Hence the books created by Anne Cakebridge. She's from Cardiff originally and a while ago wrote Teach Your Cat Welsh. Now there are two versions available here. Teach Your Cat or Your Dog Irish. Afternoon, Anne.
Hi, Sean.
Would it be fair to say you started writing this book because you wanted to teach yourself better Welsh?
Yes. I moved to West Wales from Cardiff. I was brought up in a kind of monoglot household through the English system in Cardiff in the kind of 1970s, 1980s. And then when I moved to West Wales, I decided I wanted to learn Welsh. And I started doing some classes and I rehomed a little dog called Frida. And we'd had her about 13 weeks old and she wasn't kind of responding to anything. I thought, well, this is a bit odd. And then one day I realised that when we picked her up, it was a Welsh speaking first language household. So one day when she did something wrong, I said, pied, and she stopped and I thought, aha. And then I said, derama, which is come here in Welsh, and she popped over. And then I just suddenly thought, well, you know what, she's not turning around saying, we wouldn't say it like that, and actually I'm getting more confident because I go a bit white noise when I try and speak Welsh. So actually it was that kind of confidence of just getting it to come out of your mouth and hearing how it sounds. And yeah, I just had one of those kind of moments where I just thought, this would make a really good book. And I kind of loved all those nursery rhyme books I had, you know, that were made in the 1950s. That's how I was learnt to read when I was younger. And the illustrations, my mum was a primary school teacher, so I knew how important that was as well. So yeah, that's how it started. So the first one was Teach Your Dog Welsh, which came out the end of 2018. And we sold out in the first week, 500 copies. And since then, I know last September, I don't know what the figures are for now, but last September of that book alone, we'd sold 24,000 books. So yeah, all go well.
And how many languages has it been translated into now, Anne?
Now we're on 19. So the next language we did was the beginning of 2019, and that was Teach Your Dog Maori, because I've got one of my best friends is Maori and she supports the Maori language out in New Zealand. So we wanted to do that one. And Alolva is a Welsh publisher. It's all Welsh language, first language publisher. And they had connections out there. So it's really been trying to find where the publisher has already distributors and connections. And then they already were doing, they do the little pocketbook of Irish, and they've already got some Irish books out and some Gaelic and some Cornish books. So they were more than happy for the next three in 2019 to be Cornish Teacher Dog, Irish and Teacher Dog Gaelic. We brought out all at the same time.
How did you figure out what would be the best phrases to include in the book? You know, what kind of things does a dog respond to?
Yeah, well, I've got whippets myself. So I kind of know that you kind of chat. Basically, you're always talking to the dog. So I wanted a book that had some useful phrases like come here and things like that if you were training the dog. But I also wanted it to kind of cross over that things you would kind of chat to the dog. And also I kind of knew that I wanted it to be a phrase book that I kind of use it as a Trojan horse. So I kind of think of myself as if I was younger, how would this book have helped me learn languages? So it has a lot of other things that I knew would kind of come in and be helpful for schools. And then I also looked into phrases that were really important for often around here. We've got a lot of people who moved out to the coast and are now working remotely, and a lot of them have, you know, they're just English speakers, but they're sending their children through the Welsh medium schools. But that means when they come out of school, then they're going straight into an English kind of environment. So, you know, it was trying to make something that would actually give those children a place within that house, you know, where any language they could learn without actually even, you know, going to a country as well. So it was kind of, that was kind of one of the ideas that kind of came in with it. So it's a little bit, it's a kind of primer book. It's, you know, it is, you can use it with the dog, that's, or the cat, that's fine. And funnily enough, Carolyn, who's my editor at Lolva, she learned Welsh when she was living in Oxford because she liked the Super Furry Animals, the band. And but she used to practice with her cat. So she was very up for the cat being done. And then last year we brought the cat book out. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the phrase is that, you know what cats are like. They won't respond to anything. They just look at you sarcastically.
Yeah, well, this is the it used to be on the back, but they have changed it now. We used to have for you to practice with your dog and, you know, enjoy practicing with your best friend. And then on the back of the cat book, when it first came out, we had, with the Welsh cat book, we had for phrases for you to speak to your cat and your cat to ignore you. So but I think they decided that might put people off buying it. So it's kind of changed. It's been tempered, much to my disappointment. But the cat book is slightly different because it's actually, with the dog book, the dog is very obliging, so the dog is all very positive, and there's and I didn't want things that you were always speaking to a child or someone and it all to be negative. However, when we came to the cat book, the cat is naughty, so we kind of changed a lot of that, so the cat is quite naughty.
In the books, is the cat and the dog, they're a character, if you like, and you put them in situations.
So it's just basically really simple illustrations done in that kind of 1950s kind of style. So the cat is singing, but, you know, I've actually got the notes coming out are actually, you know, national anthems when they come out. And then things like the cat, the cat's quite naughty. There's actually a series of things which the cat with no and don't and things like that and leave it. And the cat is there, is going.
Yeah.
Knock off the side. So, and there's all, you know, there's things like, you know, the cat's going into the fridge and trying to get food and that's got get out. That's so, there's so things like that. And then also the cat's got, in this one, it's got a big pint of Guinness, you know, so it, cause, and then we've also got different numbers. I thought of the things that the cat might bring in because they're always killing things. And then we decided that would be a bit gruesome. So we couldn't, not that they must be dead, but we shouldn't have the. But anyway, in the dog book, it's all different breeds of dogs for the numbers. And in the cat book, it's actually all different animals. And I've tried to do animals that are kind of native to an area. So, that's how it goes. Yeah.
I would imagine there's no end of languages you could be asked to translate this book into.
Well, this is it. I mean, really, it's about finding, you know, the distributors. Because I've done nearly all the Celtic languages now. So we had, this has actually all but just been financed. It's all privately financed. It's not been funded at all, the book. But we did then have, because of its success, I mean, to give you an idea, I think the dog book we've sold 8,000 Teach Your Dog Irish since it came out. And in a year, we've sold 4,000 Teach Your Cat Irish. So, you know, that's kind of, it's going really well. So a lot of the minority languages, I mean, we've sold more Teach Your Dog and Teach Your Cat Cornish than there are Cornish speakers. Huh. So, you know, and just in terms of getting it out there, you know, and people realizing that they're languages. So we've had Manx has come into us and they, we worked with the Manx Language Commission. And did the Manx cat when he had a little tiny tail. And, you know, we did that one and they've just gone, that's now gone for a reprint. So, and I've just spoke to my publisher and they were saying the cat and dog book have sold out of Teach Your Cat and Dog Irish, but they're just about to do another reprint. So, about to do another run.
Well, people should look out for that. That's Teach Your Cat Irish, Teach Your Dog Irish. Don't go to the bookshop just yet, but it's just about to reappear. Anne Cakebread is the creator of the books. Anne, thank you very much.
It's okay. Pleasure.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. One texter says, our cats come when I whistle. If they want to come, that is. They'll also come when I call their names. Again, only if they want to. I thought, why not whistle? It's much less intrusive to neighbours to gently whistle late at night or in the early morning rather than call out. Another texter says, my dog doesn't understand even one fuckall of Irish. Can I send him to the Gaeltacht? And when he's there, he can get off with some posh poodle from Dublin 4. That would be, yes, that would be.
There'll be an interesting meeting afterwards if that becomes fruitful. I have a friend who's a sheep farmer. He got a collie pup who wouldn't respond to any commands. He thought he was a dud, so took it back. And watch, as the bloke who sold him to him, and he perfectly responded to the Connemara man, who was a fluent Irish speaker, and ordered the dog around in Irish. Which, there you go, that just proves the point of that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.